So there's two things that I think consumers, our students, want, and that's relevance and return on investment with regard to that degree and the skills that they acquire from obtaining that degree. So with regard to relevance, you know, we continue to hear the governor talk about workforce development. We're hearing our state agency secretaries talk about workforce development. Members in the House and the Senate are talking about workforce development. So in your county, I go to businesses, I listen to the employers. They say, we need employees with the skills to fill the job vacancies throughout the county and the Commonwealth. So I'd like to learn more about what our 14 state-owned universities are doing to address this issue. And I was at York College the other day. They're doing some interesting things to adapt and change to the demands of students and employers. They are retooling their course and program offerings. They're adding programs like cybersecurity, expanding their nursing program, adding more technical and engineering career pathways and courses. So they're adapting and they're staying relevant and putting together programs that students want and employers need. So when I look at all of the significant challenges for PASHE, right, you clearly stated them. You have enrollment trend issues. You have financial challenges. Can you talk to us about what the state system is doing to address student need and employer need?